Hallelujah, Yahweh, we total you once again for another Sabbath, Abba Yahweh, we ask you to strengthen your people this day. Let your good ass, you are, have his way in the midst. We ask you to strengthen old Abba Yahweh that I listen on the live stream today, Abba Yahweh. Strengthen, bless Brother Michael, Sister Michael, and Brother Alex, Brother Jerry, and Sister Maria, and all those, Abba Yahweh, that we know not of. Let your word strengthen their lab today, Abba Yahweh. No matter what they're going through today, Abba Yahweh, let the word reassure them, Abba Yahweh, that their trust is in you. For you gave us a hope, Abba Yahweh, to your inheritance, Abba Yahweh. And we trust in your Torah, Abba Yahweh. Strengthen your people here today, Abba Yahweh. Strengthen the feeble. Bind up the weary mind, Abba Yahweh. Give them a shalom lab, Abba Yahweh. Anoint the word of the pastor speak to those in Atlanta today, Abba Yahweh. They may enrich their souls, Abba Yahweh. Bind up every spirit to try to come against them, as well as us here today, Abba Yahweh. That we overcome by your word, Abba Yahweh. Bless the hands of the musicians as they play for your honor today, Abba Yahweh. That we forever shabbat you, praise you today, Abba Yahweh. For another day that you have blessed us with. That you have breathed the breath of life in us once again, Abba Yahweh. You have kept the brothers through the week, Abba Yahweh. You have brought my brothers. His safe and sound, no harm or danger put upon them, Abba Yahweh. For I told you today, Abba Yahweh. Oh, I just thank you, Abba Yahweh, for your bed, Abba Yahweh. A place to come in where we can shabbat you, Abba Yahweh. For the world going about today pleasing Satan, Abba Yahweh. But we come into your house to shabbat you, Abba Yahweh. For your so many blessings that you have put upon us, Abba Yahweh. And your so many blessings that you shall put upon us as we walk with you, Abba Yahweh. For knowing you are our strength, Abba Yahweh. For we can do nothing without you, Abba Yahweh. For you and your word is truth, Abba Yahweh. Now we will have the blowing of the shofar, Abba Yahweh. Thank you, Abba Yahweh, for the warning of the shofar, Abba Yahweh, to let your people know, Abba Yahweh, that we're still your conditions, Abba Yahweh, trusting in you to overcome every woe and every wile of Satan, Abba Yahweh. You said no weapon formed against your people shall prosper, Abba Yahweh, as long as we trust in you, Abba Yahweh, and we believe it, Abba Yahweh, by the emunah, the faith, of your word that strengthen us, Abba Yahweh. And your precious son, Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray. With everybody saying, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We total you, Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. For only in you we can give thanks. Because you said in your scriptures, a way that seemeth right in our own eyes. But there are the destruction, Abba Yahweh. Only in you, Abba Yahweh, there's life. In your Torah, Abba Yahweh, which keeps us from day to day, which helps us to overcome the woes and the obstacles of Satan. Because your scripture is true, Abba Yahweh. everything work for those of your people that are called according to his purpose. And we say we the true, the conditional love of Yahweh. And it do work, saints. As we just receive it, it'll work the peaceful fruit of Abba Yahweh. It'll make us grow in his word. And when Satan come to buffer us, and we just go to it, we will get strengthened. And we can overcome. Because we have an example through his son, Yeshua HaMashiach. And we just believe in the truth that he's telling us. And not trust in this arm of this flesh. Because that's where we fail at, saints. That's where we're not overcomers at. And that's where the battle gets so intense with us that it makes us seem like there's no hope. And which there always a hope, saints. And we just go to the word. Everything is right there. There's peace. There's comfort. There's everything we need right there, saints, to take us through this course that we're going through until the end comes, saints. Just trust in it. Abba Yahweh, word is true. There's only one liar, and we know that's Satan, our adversary. Because we know that he cannot live truth. But we have one that made our adversary. And he is truth. He was the word made flesh, saints. And let us trust in his word. Let us believe in his Torah. We won't fail, saints. He said he'll very present help in the time of trouble. And that is, saints. So let us look up. For our redemption draw not, saints. Let us not be weary. But let us rejoice in his precious son, Yeshua HaMashiach. Now I will bring forth my precious brother for the day of rain, and he will give us a word for today. Let us greet him with a hearty hallelujah way.
Thank you, Abba. Hallelujah. But truly we are blessed today, saints. Yes, we are. Truly, to know Abba Yahweh today is truly a blessing. As I drive out there and I look at people and I look at them and I wonder, I'm like, well, what is on their mind? And you look at them and you look at the expression on their face. And truly you can see that their minds are far from the things of Abba Yahweh. So today, saints, we, as I said earlier, we are truly blessed to be called a people of Yahweh, that we have a chance that we might inherit the kingdom of Abba Yah. And I pray today that Abba Yah will give me the strength, the fortitude to bring forth this word, that it may be a blessing unto you here today and those that are listening on the live stream, the internet. But truly, my heart is blessed today. My heart is blessed. And I am grateful, as I always say, as I get up here to speak, my heart is grateful today. And I thank Abba Yahweh. I thank him for his word, for his Torah. And I thank him for those of you that are here, those of you that are listening and that are striving to please Abba Yahweh. Because even that alone, to hear that people that are listening on the live stream, the internet, even that alone blesses my heart because I know I'm not in this alone. And truly being here today with you all, it's a strength to me. Like Deacon Horn said, as he had the ordination, that we are strength to him. We are strength to one the other.
Yes.
But truly Satan is going about, as the scriptures say, as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
Yes.
And what is the thing he's attacking today, saints? He's attacking the mind. That's what Satan is attacking today. He's attacking the mind of the people today.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he's doing, as Pastor would always say, a masterful job.
Yes.
That's what Satan is doing today. He's attacking the mind.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And as I get into my message here, I thank Abba Yahweh that as we were taking the trip, we was getting started out, headed down to the coast, and we were there on the bus, and Brother Allen, he was looking at me, and I was looking at him, and it was just the Ruach of Yahweh. We were just grinning. I don't know why we was grinning. It was just the Ruach of Yahweh, because that's the way things should be, you know. We was all loaded on the bus. It was early in the morning, and we was one big family. And my heart was just bubbling, and you know how Simmons, he's got that grin, and his heart was just bubbling. And that's the way things should be, saints. This world has gone so far from that, saints. I mean, they're far from it. You know, there's no sitting down as families eating dinner together anymore. The kids are going this way with their cell phones, and the parents are going this way with their cell phones. I mean, that's the way things should be. When we all got there on that bus and just the Ruach of Yahweh, and I was just happy. And as I was driving the bus, Yahweh was just saying, the mind. And that's the type of mindset that we have to have today, saints. We need that mindset, that family oriented, the mind of Yahshua, Yahweh, our creator. That's the mind that we need today.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I bless Yahweh today. And he put that there, and I just got to thinking on it as we was driving. You know, like I said, my heart was happy, and I just kept pondering it. That's true about the mind. That's what Satan is attacking today. He's attacking the mind. And if he can get your mind and your heart, your lev is not full of the Ruach of Yahweh, then he's going to overtake you today, saints. What do you think he's doing to these young people today? He's playing with their minds through the music, through entertainment. That's what he's doing today, saints. He's playing with the folks' mind, and he's taking their soul into hell. Hallelujah. As I start here, my first scripture here is in Romans 1:20. And it says, for since the creation of the world, his invisible qualities have been clearly seen, been understood for what has been made, both his everlasting power and mightiness for them to be without excuse. This world, it says, since the creation, since Abba Yahweh made animals and things, and this is testifying, there wasn't even any humans. And Abba Yahweh, he made these things, and he had no messenger. Like now he has a messenger. He has his word. You know, people, big brothers can speak his word to speak on the things of Yahweh. But back then he had no messenger. It says, since the creation of the world, his invisible qualities have been clearly seen, been understood for what has been made, both his everlasting power and mightiness for them to be without excuse. Saints today, they have no excuse. They have none. The creation testifies of Yahweh in the absence of humans. Messenger, so mankind has no excuse. This is what Paul was speaking, saints. Hallelujah. Now it goes down to my next scripture here in Mark 12:30. So we have no excuse today, saints. I mean, since the creation, there was no human. Yahweh just made everything. The sun, the moon. He made all things, saints. Hallelujah. In Mark 12:30, and it says, and you, talking to us, saints, you shall love Yahweh, your Abba. Saints, it says, with all your heart, with all your being. Do we love him that way today, saints? Do we love Abba Yahweh, or is it part of our heart, or is it just a little bit of our being? And it say, with all your mind. Do we love Abba Yahweh that way today, saints? Do we love him with all our mind, or do we love it just a little bit of our mind? A little bit of our mind is loving the things of Walmart, or a little bit of our mind is loving food at the table, the way we can't push back, or do we love him with all our mind that our lives are saturated with the things of Yahweh? And the scripture goes on to say, and with all of your strength. That's with all of your strength, saints. That's like you on a bench or you running, and you running with all your strength. We got to love Yahweh. Or if you're benching, you with all your strength, you're trying to get that weight up. That's with all your strength, saints, with everything that's in you. Hallelujah. And what is that? This is the first commandment. That's the first commandment. That you love Abba Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, right.
My next scripture here is down in Ephesians 4:17. It says, so this I say and witness in the Master, that you should no longer walk as Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind. And that's how this world is walking today, saints. And if we are not saturated, if our hearts and mind is not covered with the things of Yahweh, we'll walk that same way. The things of this world. In Ephesians 4:23, and it says, and be renewed in the ruah of your mind. And we have to be renewed, saints. Our minds have to be renewed with the things of our Yahweh daily, constantly, that we may, every day, that we may get up with the right ruah. No, not sometimes up, sometimes down, but we may have a balance there. It say, for let, Ephesians 4:5, it say, for let this mind be in you, which was also in Messiah Yeshua. That's our example there. As I read earlier, we are without an excuse, even as before the creation. We are without an excuse, saints. Ephesians 4:14, and it says, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the high calling of Yahweh in Messiah Yeshua. And there's got to be, we can't just be here just because we live here that we think that we're going to be saved, saying it says, I press. There is a press. We've got to have a press in our lives to love our brothers, to do right, to walk right, to love our children, to love our wives. There's got to be a press every day because, like I said, Satan, he's coming for you. He's not playing. And if he can find any kind of way to distract your mind or get your mind off the things of Yahweh, he's going to do it. And he don't sleep on the job, saints. And it says, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the high calling. And that high calling of Yahweh, as I read in Messiah Yeshua. Hallelujah. That's what we got to press on to, saints. Hallelujah. My next scripture here, Romans 7. There are two things. He says, but I see another law in my members, battling against the Torah of my mind. And what is that battle? The battle is between the Torah in his mind, the heart and mind, versus the law of sin and death in his flesh. Yes. So there's a battle in your mind. And it goes on to say, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. So you got two roads here, saints. I mean, if you have the Ruach of Yahweh, you're striving to please Abba Yahweh, but still there's a battle. And you're going to either take one road. Yes. You're going to take the road of the flesh, or you're going to take the road of the Spirit.
Yes.
And you're going to serve, and you're going to fight this fight and serve Abba Yahweh. Because if you take this fleshly road, you're going to become, as in Romans 1:22, it says, claiming to be wise. And we've seen a number of them that come through here that have done that. The newcomers, they always come and they always think that we don't have it on right, and they're so spiritual, but they have it on right. When they really need to just come here and look and learn. And it said, claiming to be wise, they became fools. And Romans 1:24 says, therefore, Yahweh gave them up to uncleanness in the lust of their heart to disrespect their bodies among themselves. Now this is the road that I'm speaking on. This road is the mind of the flesh. This is not the mind of Abba Yahweh. And this is what the world is. The world has the mind of flesh. And it says, therefore they gave them up to uncleanness. This is a very unclean world. I mean, they lust for things and trinkets and sex and all sorts of things that have nothing to do with Abba Yahweh. And the young girls, as Pastor always, you know, has been harping on here lately, to disrespect their bodies among themselves, the young men also. And that's all it's about out here. That's what it is, especially with the young people. But even the middle-aged ones, they're taken by the same thing. And even as Pastor read an article a while back, even the old people taking Viagra and these nursing homes, and they're even trying to keep their sex drive going. And this is what Yahweh has gave this world over unto, saints. And we got to guard our minds against this mess. Because truly, we would not make it in if we have this mind of this flesh. We got to have the mind of Abba Yahweh. And it says on in Romans 1:25, it says, who changed the truth of Yah into the falsehood and worship and serve what was created rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. And that's what they have done. They all these denominations, they have changed the word of Yahweh. They have changed it to where it appeased their flesh, where they can worship their cars and their clothes and those things and their gadgets and their gadgets. And that's what they have done today, saints. It says, who worship and serve what was created rather than Creator. Now, you know, you have to have a twisted mind to worship things and not worship Abba Yahweh, the one who made these things. Hallelujah. And something has got to be wrong. I mean, something demented. And you're going to go out here and worship some wood, stone, or iron. Or something has got to be wrong, saints. Why not worship the one who made these things? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it says on in Romans 1:26, because of this, Yah gave them over to degrading passions. For even their women exchange natural relations for what is against nature. And you all, I know you understand that. And that is more predominant today than anything. With the college girls, high school girls. I mean, you would be surprised. The people I meet, even young girls that would tell you, oh no, I have another lover. And she's not talking about a guy. She's talking about another woman. And it's a shame, saints. Hallelujah. And that's what this world is being given over to. Because when we was in high school, you would never even hear anything about that. That's only been 10, 15 years ago. You would never hear about stuff like that. Never. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that alone ought to let you know what hour we're in. And that, as I said earlier, we need to get this press within our lives that we may press on toward the mark of the high calling of Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. And it says on in Romans 1 and 28, and even as they did not think it worthwhile to possess the knowledge of Yahweh, Yah gave them over to a worthless mind to do what is improper. Yahweh gave them over to a worthless mind. I mean, as we was in high school, they had a sign up. I think it was Army or Navy. And it says a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And they was talking about joining the army and getting in school and all that. But it was just I just thought about that slogan as I was reading this, you know. And it says a worthless mind. A worthless mind, that means that you look at them and you can see there's nothing there. Emptiness. I mean, they have nothing to go on, nothing. Just whatever happens, it happens, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they have no kind of fortitude, no kind of stamina, no nothing. They just, as Pat said, they just dead. No life.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And that's what this world does to people out there. They just sit around, watch TV, go here, go there, but there's no life. There's joy for a moment, and that's it.
Yeah.
But their lives are not full with the things of Yahweh, that there's a happiness, there's a meaning to life. They have no meaning of life, but their minds are empty. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Abba Yahweh.
Yeah.
Goes on in Romans 1:29. Having been filled with all unrighteousness. You hear that, saints? All unrighteousness. Unrighteousness. Whoring. Wickedness. Greed. Evil. Filled with envy. Murder. Fighting. Deceit. And evil habits. Whisperers. That covers it all. And that's what you deal with out there in this world. If you're out there working with some of us brothers do, you know, we deal with this every day. You know, you can pull up beside somebody and just cause you had to get over quick, then you know, they're filled with this anger and this hatred. Or you can be on the job and, you know, Jermaine can cut down a tree for someone and they can just sense that This is an evil lady.
Yes.
I'm telling you, because when you're out there, you encounter these different, all this that I read, this is a whore and this wickedness, this greed. And people are like that. They don't want to pay the money. They're greedy. They're trying to beat them and everything. And you deal with this out there. That's what's in this world. And now it's even more relevant than it was 10 to 15 years ago. This is a crazy world out here today. Hallelujah. Everybody in the scripture, Romans 1 and 30. They slanderous, haters of y'all,
yes.
Insolent, proud, boasters,
yes.
Devisers of evil, disobedient to parents. And you know, that's talking about these kids today. You go in Walmart, you see these kids, come on, Mexican, white, black, whatever. They're having fits in the floor and everything.
Yes.
They don't want to listen because this is what this generation today is bringing forth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And without discernment, this world has no discernment. Romans 1 and 30, 31, they say without discernment, this world has no discernment. That's why we ought to be thankful, saints, grateful, thanking Abba Yahweh that we're not taken by this credit card and all these magazines and stuff. Because this world, as I read earlier, is greedy and it just uses people. And any way that it can get a dime out of them, that's what it's doing. And we ought to be grateful today that we have discernment. Because Abba Yahweh said here, they were without discernment. They couldn't discern nothing. They was taken by every little scam or everything that they put out there just to beat somebody out of all their money, you know, every dime that they got. And that's why this world is in so much debt, because of this. And it's covenant breakers, unloving, unforgiving, and ruthless. And you know, if you listen to the news, you can see how ruthless these young boys are today. Even middle-aged men, middle-aged women, women stabbing women. Just read the newspaper. Young boys killing young boys over nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My last scripture here in Romans says 1 and 32. Romans 1 and 32. It says, who though they know the righteousness of Yahweh, that those who practice such deserve death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them.
Yes.
And saints, now, even though we have kinfolks out there, there's no reason why we should encourage those wicked kinfolks.
Yes.
Whether it's your son, your daughter, you shouldn't strengthen that. That's what this is saying.
Yeah.
We shouldn't strengthen that because we know what they're practicing. We know that they don't love Yahweh.
Yeah.
So we shouldn't strengthen that, saints. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And those things I just read, those are the things that mind the things of the flesh. But we don't have to mind those things, saints. As I go on here to Romans 8 and 6, as I read earlier, for the mind of the flesh is death. And I've read some scriptures concerning that. And we see that. He say, but the mind of the Ruah is life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that's what we want to strive for today, saints. We want to strive for that mind of the Ruah.
Hallelujah.
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 And it says, Romans 12 and 2, it says, and do not be conformed to this world. We shouldn't be conformed to this world, saints.
Right.
Even though we live here, we still in our minds, we can be conformed to that world out there.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It says, by the renewing of your mind, so that you prove what is that good and well-pleasing and perfect desire of Yahweh.
Yes.
And that's what we want today, saints. We want that mind of Abba Yahweh that we may prove that when people see saints from here, they will know it's something different about those people.
Yeah.
I mean, they can come up with all kinds of stuff, but truly in their heart, they know it's something different about those people. Now, those people, they have something.
Yeah.
They have something. And it says on in Romans 12 and 16, now I'm speaking of the mind of the spirit, things that these scriptures here are things that we should have if we have the mind of the Ruah.
Yes.
And it says, be of the same mind toward one another.
Yes.
That's how we should be saying. We should be one family here. We should be towards the same mind.
Yes.
We should love one the other.
Yes.
I mean, regardless of what. Any differences or whatever, but if we have that Ruah, the mind of Yahweh, it should be a small bump and we're back on track.
Yeah.
Loving one another, brothers, standing,
yeah.
standing for Yahweh. Hallelujah. And it says, being of the same mind toward one another, do not be proud in mind, but go along with the lowly. And we should have no kind of pride within the saints. Ain't nothing that I'm standing up here doing that I got to be proud of. This is not me. This is our Yahweh. Yes. This is not my cup of tea up here speaking, but yes. If I've been bought with a price.
Yes.
And if the man of Yahweh has charged me to do this, then I'm going to do it cold-heartedly with all my heart and mind and soul. Because truly, I'm going to fight this fight then. I want to be saved, saints.
Yes.
And we should have no kind of pride within us. Nothing. Not even a small scintilla. And it says, but it says, do not be proud in mind,
yes.
But go along with the lowly.
Yes.
Do not be wise in your own estimation.
All right.
And truly, saints, we don't need that. We don't need to be wise in our own estimation.
Yes.
And we battle with that,
yes.
As the people of Yahweh.
Yes.
We battle with that.
Yes.
And it shouldn't be. It should be named amongst us, saints.
Yes.
There's no way. Because it's not by something you have done. It's just Yahweh chose you and he's giving you a chance to be saved. It ain't nothing you've done. But you can let your mind talk to you and think it's something you've done. That's the foolishness of your mind. That's the corruption that's in you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Romans 15 and 5. And the Abba of endurance and encouragement give you to be of the same mind toward one another according to Messiah Yeshua. So we are without an excuse to not be of the same mind. It says Abba Yahweh gives you the endurance and encouragement to be of the same mind.
Yeah.
That we love one the other.
Yeah.
That we strive one with the other regardless of what.
Yeah.
I mean, we can always see what's in somebody else, but we can't see what's in us.
Yes.
And we should be able to see what's in us. If we have the Ruah of Yahweh and we're striving to have that mind of Abba Yahweh, we should be able to see what's in us. That we can strive with that brother and be of the lowly. That if I'm of a humble Ruah and my brother's doing something that just don't agree with me, but being that I'm of a humble Ruah, that I can just, as they say, endure that.
Yes.
You say, the Abba of endurance. I can endure that.
Yes.
And just love my brother like,
yes.
Come on, man. Hallelujah.
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 And it says on in Romans 15 and 6 that with one mind and with one mouth, that's how we ought to be, saints, with one mouth, just praising Yahweh and just thanking him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You might praise, it says that with one mind and with one mouth, you might praise Yah and Father of our Master, Yeshua, Messiah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that's how we got to get on that one accord. We got to get our minds in tune with the things of Abba Yah. And when you tune something, as Brother Jermaine being a mechanic, he knows you have to put on new parts and new spark plugs, new belts, change the radiator fluid. I mean, that's tuning. I mean, to get that thing to run right. And that's how we got to get this mind. We got to get it to run right with the things of Abba Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba.
Hallelujah.
Thank Abba Yahweh today.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Abba. In the conclusion of all this,
hallelujah.
Then we get that mind of Abba Yahweh. In 1 Corinthians 1, it says, and I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Master, Yeshua Messiah, that you all agree and that there be no divisions among you. This is what Paul is saying, that there should be no division among us. But that you be knit together in the same mind and in the same opinion. Hallelujah. And how can we be in the same mind and the same opinion? That we serve the same Abba.
Yes.
We're not serving Satan.
Yes.
We're serving the same Abba.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it says, and Paul goes on to say, in Ephesians 2 and 1, it says, and you were dead in trespasses and sin. Saints, come on. We were dead. We had nothing.
Yes.
We didn't have a pastor. We didn't have a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out of.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
until we met our Yahweh. He cleaned us up.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Because he says on in Ephesians 2:2, and says, in which you once walked according to the course of this world. And we all did, saints. According to the ruler of the authority of the air and of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Are we all in that category, saints?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians 2:3. And among whom also we all once lived in the lust of our flesh.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
All of you middle-aged ones here, maybe some of the younger brothers, yeah, they ain't experienced that, but still they have experienced it in their minds.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It says, among whom also we all once lived in the lust of our flesh, doing the desires of the flesh and of the mind. And we were by nature children of wrath,
yeah,
all as also the rest.
Yeah.
So we were once just like the world, saints. That's why our hearts should be grateful,
yeah,
that we have a chance today,
yeah,
to serve Abba Yahweh,
yeah,
to be called and condition of Abba Yahweh. We ought to be grateful today, saints.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We should be grateful today, saints.
Yeah.
There's no reason why we shouldn't be. It's just that our minds are not in tune. That's all it is. And we get so nonchalant, we take this for granted. Hallelujah. But Yahweh, who is rich in compassion, because of his great love, which he loved us. See, it's nothing that we done. We weren't special. I was no special person. I always believed in my heart I should have died a long time ago. You know? And Yahweh had mercy upon me. He saved me. I've had buddies that got killed for small things, you know.
Yeah.
But Yahweh, he found mercy on me. Even when he first saved me, I had a best friend. I always thought when Yahweh opened up my eyes, I always thought there was a mistake. He should have saved him. Because he had the kind of heart, you know, he was real gentle and nice and everybody loved him. And I was always the type, I was standoffish, you know. I was mean.
Yeah.
I was tough. And I was ready to fight, shoot, or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And when Yahweh saved me, I always thought, he saved the wrong one.
Yeah.
But it wasn't nothing I done.
Yeah.
He seen something in me that I didn't know. It was,
yeah,
as the scriptures say, from the foundation.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ephesians 2:6.
Yeah.
And raised us up together.
Hallelujah.
And made us sit together.
Yeah.
In heavenlies in Messiah Yeshua.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We have been raised up together, saints.
Yeah.
And we sit here.
Yeah.
And there are two or more here.
Yeah.
So Yahweh is in the midst.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So we ought to be grateful today, saints.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. There should be a praise in our hearts.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. There should be a praise in our hearts, saints.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. There should be a praise, saints. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes. Hallelujah. It says Acts 2:44, and all those who believe were together.
Yes.
And it goes on to say, and had all in common.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Had all in common.
Yes.
Not something, they had all in common sense. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And Acts 2:45, and sold their possessions,
yes,
and property, and divided them among all, as anyone might have need. Now, this world is not going to do that today because their mind is not going to allow them. They don't have the mindset to even live this way because of the way the world is set up. It trains them to think like that. Me, myself, and I. They're not going to live this way. And that's why we're blessed today, saints, because Yahweh has done something to our hearts, to our minds, that we may live this way and serve our Yahweh. Hallelujah. And have all things in common. We ought to be grateful today, saints, because we could be out there in that rat race,
yes,
serving the things of this world,
yes,
being pressed every day to wear this kind of outfit, to wear these kind of shoes,
yes,
to drive this kind of car,
yes,
to put these kind of rims on our cars.
Yes.
We ought to be grateful today, saints.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We could be out there stressed out like everyone else.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's just by the mercy of Yahweh that he allowed us a chance there. And we are still here. You know, we have had some to leave, but we ought to be grateful that we are still here, that we are still pressing towards this mark of the high calling. Hallelujah. 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 And it goes on to say, Acts 2:47, as I said earlier, praising Yah and having favor with all people.
Oh, yeah.
Yahweh gives us favor with men.
Yeah.
And he has done that since we have started this community here.
Oh, yeah.
He has always given us favor.
Yeah.
And the master added, Abba Yahweh added to the assembly those who were being saved day by day.
Yeah.
So Yahweh, he will add.
Yes,
in due time.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I thank Abba Yahweh today. I thank him. In Philippians 3:15, it says, as many then as are perfect should have this mind.
Yeah.
So if we're striving to be perfect, saints,
yeah,
we should have this mind.
Yeah.
This mind of oneness, this mind of Abba Yahweh. We shouldn't have the mind of the things of the world. And it says on, and it says, and it goes on to say in Philippians 3:15, and if you think differently in any respect, Yahweh shall also reveal this to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Philippians 3:16, but to what we have already attained, walk. See there, it says walk by the same rule, be of the same mind. There's no different rule for me that there is for you.
That's right.
Abba Yahweh doesn't operate that way. The same law that I have to abide by, you should abide by. The law of Abba Yahweh. And it says on in Philippians 3:17, become joint imitators of me, brothers, and observe those who so walk as you have us for a pattern. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For Philippians 3:18, for many of whom I have often told you, and now say to you, even weeping, walk as enemies of Messiah. And it goes on to say, Philippians 3:19, their end is destruction. Their mighty one is their stomach. And I touched on that a little bit earlier too.
Yes.
I mean, as I was talking about the ones that have came through here for a short period of time, And they were so spiritual, until it came to them, there was a different outlook then. It says on, it says, their end is destruction. Their mighty one is their stomach. And that's what they serve. They serve their stomach. And their esteem is in the shame. They mind the earthly. And that's what they minded. That's what Satan drew them out of here with it. The things of this world.
Yeah.
He took at their minds.
Yeah.
He showed them the things of the world. And that's what pulled them out.
Yeah.
Because, as the scriptures say, they were never of us.
Yeah.
Their mind was twisted. It goes on to say in Colossians 1:21, and you who once were estranged and enemies in the mind by wicked works. But now he has completely restored to favor.
Hallelujah.
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 And that's talking about us too today, saints.
Because
I can look back at things that I struggle with, which I didn't know, but still, I was estranged. And it was an enemy unto Yahweh. He said, enemies in the mind by wicked works. But now, as I'm a little older, I see things differently.
Yeah.
And because I waited on Yahweh.
Yeah.
But now he has, and it says, but now he has completely restored. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba. Colossians 1:22. In the body of his flesh through death to present you set apart and blameless and unreprovable before him. Hallelujah. That's what we have to be, saints. Unreprovable before Yahweh. Blameless. Set apart people. That's what we have. That's what we have to strive for today, to be this set apart people. That when the people out there, as I said earlier, see us, that they know that we are, there's something different about us. And it's Colossians 1 and 23, and it says, if indeed you continue in the belief, founded and steadfast. That's what we have. We got to continue in this, saints. As I said earlier, with that strength, with all we have, founded and steadfast, and are not moved away. We can't be moved away. Hallelujah. Expecting of the good news which you have heard. So we have heard a lot of good preaching, a lot of truth from this pulpit here, saints, today. And I said earlier, as since the creations, we are without an excuse. We have no excuse. Even if we leave today, we have no excuse. No excuse whatsoever. It says, for the good news which you have heard, which was proclaimed to every creature under the heaven, and of which I, Shaul, became a servant. Colossians 3 and 12. Therefore, as chosen ones of Elohim, set apart. Hallelujah. Yahweh has set us apart to where he loves us since. Hallelujah. And beloved, put on compassion, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, and patience. Colossians 3 and 13. Bearing, as I read earlier, with one another and forgiving each other. If anyone has a complaint against another, indeed, as Messiah forgave you, so also should you. And that's how I've always thought, you know. How can I be mad at a brother? How can I hold something in my heart to a brother? And Yahweh has saved me. I mean, I've never been able to do that, just to be mad at somebody, walk by them and don't speak. I can't handle that. That's just not my makeup. That's just not my character. I can't handle that. And it's got to be something deep-rooted, deep wickedness in your mind for you to be able to do such a thing to where you walk by a brother or sister and you don't want to speak. Something is not right. There's a deep-rooted wickedness within you. Something is wrong. I've never been able to do that. I can't handle that. I even if the brother or sister don't want to speak to me, or I mean, I ain't speaking to no sisters, but even if the brother don't want to speak to me, still, I go ahead and speak. It's him with the problem. It's not me. And I'm not going to let that rest in my lap that way. That's just not me. You're always going to see Brother Dale just like this. There's no up. There's no down. You're going to see Brother Dale just like this. Hallelujah. It goes on to say, what's this? Colossians 3 and 13. No, 3 and 14. But above all, these put on the love. It says above all, playing against another, forgiving one the other. It says above all these put on love, the Ahava, which is a bond of perfection. If you got love, saints, in your life, the scripture is saying here in Colossians 3 and 14, it is a bond. There is a bond. Hallelujah. And this is Colossians 3 and 15. And let the peace of Yah rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And we should have peace today, saints. I'm happy today. I got peace in my life, whether you do or not. And say, be filled with thanks. And I'm very thankful today, saints. Hallelujah. My heart is grateful. Hallelujah. And yours should be too. There's something wrong in your mind if it's not. And that's what we should have, the mind of Yahweh. Colossians 3 and 16, it says, let the word of Messiah dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing with pleasure in your hearts to the Master in psalms and songs and praises and spiritual songs. Hallelujah. And as you all were singing this morning, and I thought about that, and my heart was grateful. I said, that's just for fulfilling the scriptures. And that's the way it should be, saints. We should come in here and in the tabernacle of Yah and just sing, and Let our hearts be blessed that we may have strength for the next week to come. And that's what this should be. It should be a gathering of strength and endurance that it gives us this renewing of our ruah that we may make it another day, another week, till Wednesday. Hallelujah. And it says on, as I got another one here. And it says in Colossians 3 and 17. Titus 1 and 15. And indeed, all matters are clean to be clean. But to those who are defiled and unbelieving, no matter is clean. But both their mind and conscience are defiled. If someone's mind is twisted, is torted, it's not saturated with the things of Yahweh, even living like this, they're going to find something wrong. And you have people that do that. They walk around, they looking for something, and they need to be looking in their own hearts, looking at their own lives. Because see, they're also unclean. That's why they walk around looking, trying to find some dirt on somebody else, because that's what's in them, because they're unclean. In Hebrews 8:10, it says, because this is the covenant that I shall make with the house of Israel after those days, say Yahweh, giving my laws in their mind, and I shall write them on their hearts, and I shall be their Elohim, their Abba, and they shall be my people. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Abba Yah. Hallelujah. And in those days, giving my laws in their mind. That's what we need in our minds. The laws of Yahweh.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And let Abba Yahweh write them in our hearts. Let us pray. Let us stay upon our knees. That Abba Yahweh, He may dwell richly within our hearts. That we may be called His people. Hallelujah. And in my closing scriptures. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 1 and 13. It says, therefore, having girded up the loins of your mind, being sober, set your expectations perfectly upon the favor that is to be brought to you at the revelations of Yahshua Messiah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As obedient, 1 Peter 1 and 14, as obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust in your ignorance.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Instead, 1 Peter 1 and 15, instead, as the one who called you is set apart, so also you should become set apart in all behavior.
Yes.
1 Peter 16. And it says, because it is written,
yes,
be set apart. And I don't mind that, saints. I like living this way. I'm not ashamed. I'm not worried about what my family think or my kinsmen think. Because, as I said earlier, I've been bought with a price. And I thank Abba Yahweh. My heart is grateful, and it has always been grateful. I've never had a complaint. For what? What am I going to complain for? Because, as I said earlier, I've always felt I should have been dead in the streets. But Abba Yahweh found mercy to save me. So I have no complaints. And I don't mind, as it's saying here, be set apart, for I am set apart. Thank you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. And it says, this is now, beloved ones, the second letter I write to you, in which I stir up your sincere mind to remember. Hallelujah. Thank you, Abba Yahweh. Thank you for stirring up my mind, that I may remember where I came from, where you found me at, Abba Yahweh. For my heart is grateful. I thank Abba Yahweh today. And I thank Him, and I pray that the word was a blessing. It was a strength and endurance, that it may strengthen your heart today, for just a simple word, just a simple word. If you're with the lowly, you have a simple heart, then it blessed your heart.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank Abba Yahweh today, and I pray the word was a blessing to those that are listening, the live stream, the internet, and to you here today, saints. And I thank Abba Yahweh for you, and I'm grateful to be here today. And may Yahweh bless you all. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Abba Yahweh, for those words. of encouragement that was spoken to the house of Abba Yahweh today. The chastisement, the rebuke, the reproof, letting us know, are those that are listening to the live stream and thus us here, are how we have to walk according to Abba Yahweh. Because it said the scriptures in Kefar chapter 2:9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a kadosh nation, a peculiar people, and that you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. And we should rejoice, as my precious brother told us. Kefar 1:2 says, elect according to the foreknowledge of Yahweh the Abba, through sanctification of the Ruah, unto obedience, and the sprinkling of the blood of Yahshua the Messiah. Honor unto you, and shalom, be multiplied. Blessed is the Yahweh and the Abba of our Master Yahshua HaMashiach, which according to his abundant mercy have begotten us again unto a lively hope, by the resurrection of Yahshua Messiah from the dead, to an inheritance of incorruptible and undefiled, and that the fade not away, reserved in the Shemayim for you, who are kept by the power of Yahweh, through the Emunah, the faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your emunah, faith, being much more precious than of gold, that perished through it, be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and dignity at the appearing of Yahshua Messiah, whom having not seen ye love, in whom though now you see him not, yet believing you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of praise, receiving the end of your emunah, faith, even the salvation of your souls. And blessed be Yahweh of the reading of precious Abba Yahweh. Now, Brother Pat, will you come forth? And before we sing our song that we usually sing, we're going to sing that song that Yahweh has smiled on us. Thank you, Abba Yahweh.
Yahweh has smiled on me. Yahweh has smiled.
To your honor, Abba Yahweh. For Abba Yahweh, we ask you, Abba Yahweh, as the pastor prepared tonight or even in the morning to come back, Abba Yahweh. Keep your Malachims around. Bring them back home safe and sound. As well as Elder Wyman and his wife, take them back safe. Deacon Tim, Abba Yahweh. And Sister Laura, Abba Yahweh. Keep your Malachim around them, Abba Yahweh. Give him a safe trip back, as well as Brother James and his wife, Abba Yahweh. But we thank you for the word that was spoken to us this day. That it may be a strength unto our life, Abba Yahweh. That we walk the true condition according to the Torah speak, Abba Yahweh. Not compromising, Abba Yahweh. But trusted in you, Abba Yahweh. And just like your son, as he was sent to do everything to please you, Abba Yahweh. Let us be in that one mind and one accord as the brother spoke to us this day of your precious son, Yeshua HaMashiach. And as I end this prayer, with all the conditions saying, Hallelujah, Yahweh.